I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, I'm just going to tell you this one time.
Yes, sir.
You want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
Let's go around the NFL. To keep you in the loop, this is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Another Steelers teammate, former teammate of Ben Roethlisberger, has called out Big Ben. This accusation much more harsh than the previous. We've seen Antonio Brown call him out, among others, calling Big Ben basically a selfish teammate, owner's mentality. But Rashad Mendenhall, the former Steelers running back, had some much more intense accusations thrown in Big Ben's way. And what other way to do this than on social media? This is what Rashad Mendenhall had to say about Ben Roethlisberger and his dispute with Antonio Brown. Quote, "All right, I'll end the mystery. B's a racist and AB84 is black," Mendenhall wrote. "He had to catch balls from a racist quarterback. Every honest player knows it. It's not a big deal. He was just supposed to take his lickings and move on like a slave for real."
Like, I don't know what's true and what's not there. All I know is my gut has told me for a long time there's something going on with Ben.
Well, he's the bathroom Casanova.
Well,
we
not only that. Not only that, of course. I mean, that was the biggest news in the NFL for a while. I'm just saying, just in general, I think he just gets let off the hook, you know, far too easily with everything going on over there. So I don't know if that's true. But I know something's going on with Ben.
But I'm tired. I think saying slavery and a guy who's
making
eight figures that Antonio Brown's making, I think that's a little bit of a reach. And LeBron James did that as well, talked about how NFL owners have a slave mentality. And then he was in the Rams locker room the next week, which I thought was strange. I think comparing NFL players to slavery is a hell of a reach. I also think we're in a situation where a lot of times – the term racist is thrown around a little bit too loosely, just if you don't like somebody. And what made this worse from Rashad Mendenhall, and again, I think Ben Roethlisberger, he definitely has some questionable character. There's too much smoke with that fire. But Rashad Mendenhall said that, and then he backtracked a little bit later on. This is where it gets a little bit interesting. If you're going to throw that out there, stand behind it.
Right.
If you really think Ben Roethlisberger's a racist, then stand behind it.
Because he said honest people do.
Just do it. But here's what he had to say a little bit later on as people started to react. Quote, "Clearly it's no fun when everyone's the accused. Please allow the dialogue in sports to be equal. Why it's so easy to shoot at one player but not the other. B's not racist, just like AB's not a dirtbag. Hashtag let's be fair." So he was racist 10 minutes ago and now he's not. Either he is or isn't, Rashad Mendenhall. Like, if he is, just go ahead and stand by it. If he's not and you said it, you're kind of a scumbag, honestly.
But do you think there's some semblance of truth in his mind of what he originally said? I think the second part of that is just him sort of like, kind of regrouping, damage control, if you will. I think he really believed the first part. I don't know if I believe it, but I'm saying there's something there.
Roethlisberger, he does have a little bit of a turdish presence.
A little bit.
Again, he's known as the bathroom Casanova to me. Mm-hmm. Alabama's defensive tackle, Quinnen Williams, he visited the Jacksonville Jaguars. This scares the hell out of me because I think Quinnen Williams is the best player in the upcoming draft, which, by the way, 13 days away. We're going to have that for you right here on Sports Radio 610. What he did at Alabama, I think he's the best player. If that SOB slides to the Jacksonville Jaguars and he's chasing Deshaun Watson for the next decade, that scares the crap out of me because we're talking about a team that had to give up a lot of their defense in order to bring in Nick Foles. They gave up Malik Jackson, Gibson. He's now a safety for the Texans.
Who's a good boy?
They gave up a lot. They gave up a lot of guys to get this. I hate you, John. Not really. I love you, but you know what I mean. This would be the second year in a row if he slides to Jacksonville, that the best player in the draft slid to a team in the AFC South. We saw it last year with Quentin Nelson of the mm-hmm. Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. He slid right into the Colts' lap,
so now,
first team All-Pro, and this would be the second time. I don't see any way in hell. As a matter of fact, if I'm the Cardinals, I would take this guy that Quinnen Williams falls to 7. Maybe Jacksonville's thinking about trading up. There's no way he falls to 7, and if he does, I'm going to start a freaking riot and be pissed off that I have to watch this bad SOB tackle my quarterback for 10 years and battle with an offensive line that can't even keep my quarterback from having to go to freaking Jacksonville and take a freaking bus because he has a collapsed lung and can't even fly. This better not happen.
He's a bad man. I mean, he's a legit, in my view.
And he likes to eat at IHOP. When he went and visited the 49ers, he chose IHOP.
Multiple, you know, a long career. I was going to say Pro Bowls, but that's a little bit hard to predict that. But he's going to have a long, fruitful career in the NFL.
Yeah, and I'm terrified. And mm-hmm. and he also ran like a 4.7
yep.
at 300-plus pounds, and he ate Oreo cookies before he did it. I see an endorsement coming for him.
You think?
Very sharp young man, too. I'm a fan of Quinnen Williams. Also in the AFC South, the Colts visited with Williams' teammate, Josh Jacobs, the number one running back, highly regarded as the number one running back in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
He's very fresh because there were times in Alabama where their starters wouldn't even play in the fourth quarter. I mean, Tua didn't play a fourth quarter until what, like week 8, week 9? It was a while.
Once all year until the championship game.
He was
in the semifinal.
And Jacobs is fresh. Yeah. He's a guy that can go in motion. He can do a lot of stuff out of the backfield. We already saw the Colts with that offensive line. And with Marlon Mack, what they did to the Texans, you add Josh Jacobs in the mix along mm-hmm. with Devin Funchess, who they signed in the offseason, and right. T.Y. Hilton. I don't even like saying his name without throwing up. It's next level right there.
Yeah. No, it is for sure. It's weird with Alabama running backs because they've been more missed than hit. But he just – and I say this – I've said this before. He just seems like he's the exception because he hasn't had a lot of reps. He's got some tread left on the tire.
Let's go to the lines around the NFL. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We'll continue with the draft talk, but we always like to hear from loopholes. Let's go to Mahir. Mahir, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Okay, so first of all, like I don't understand like how the sports world is going towards like racism and stuff like that. It's like, you know, I feel like it's total nonsense. Antonio Brown first, you know, calling out his former teammate, who's African American himself, Juju Smith-Schuster. But like, you know, I don't know what's going on because these guys are making millions of dollars, and you know, we're actually like, you know, just they're just, you know, being out there, and they just want to be in the media, and you know, that's basically it. You know, they're just puppets of the media.
I hate that. Like I
don't, I was trying to get to the point. I didn't want to cut him off too short.
I'm so sick and tired of, and I'll go on my soapbox in a minute because mm-hmm. it's Friday. I got a job. I got ish to do. I'm so sick of generalizations.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is really. I'm so tired of generalizations. Like let me just say this right now. Me and John Lopez talk on the radio Monday through Friday. Okay, me and John Lopez, we say what we think. Other people say what they think. Don't lump us into the media. Mm-hmm. Don't say the media, because there are all different types of media. When these people say the media, you realize you're lumping a large group. I don't want what Seth Payne or Mike Meltzer or Sean Pendergast or Rich Lord or Figgy Fig. I don't want them to represent what I say. There's all kinds of differing opinions in the media. There's all kinds of different approaches. So I just don't understand when people just say the media or players or this group of people. I don't like the generalizations like that. But I get what he's saying. I do think it.
Well, I was trying to get
this loosely, but damn,
I was trying to get to his point. I mean, if he was saying he doesn't want players talking about racism in sports, that it's just sports and they get paid millions of dollars.
I was trying
to get to the hook.
If you see the racism in sports and you want to call it out, go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly
right. Go
right
ahead.
And I think he was on the other side. He's like, they shouldn't be saying this because they get paid millions of dollars. And I was waiting for him to actually get to his point. Here's the thing. Racism has no demographics. It has no, you know, rich people are racist. Poor people are racist. and everybody is not racist. So if a player wants to call it out and he feels he experienced it, good. You know, good for him. To say, and again, maybe this isn't where he was going. I was trying to wait and see what he was trying to get at, but I think this is where he was going. Oh, just shut your mouth and dribble. Shut up and dribble. Remember that about LeBron?
Yeah.
You know.
He made a show out of it.
Yeah, shut up and just play football. Why? If it's legit, you know, something right. that happened to you, why?
We appreciate the call, though. I understand what you're saying, and a lot of people do it. I just don't like being lumped in. Like, sometimes people will be like, well, Sports Radio 610 said this. I can promise you, 100%, I don't want to speak for you, Lopez. I can promise you, every SOB that swipes their card, walks into this station, they do not want me representing their opinion. I can damn sure guarantee you that.
I can second that.
I can damn sure can guarantee that.
Hell no.
Hell no.
There are a lot of differing opinions. So when you say 610, you damn sure ain't talking about me, and I don't think everyone else wants you talking about them. It's just good. Let's not generalize. We'll be better off for it. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Is it too early for the Houston Astros to make a statement? I say no. What say John Lopez? And speaking of early season statements, we're going to revisit a time when I lost a lot of money. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.